You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Who? Ha! Ron Burgundy Podcast. Who? Ha! Hey, mama.
I am so excited for today's guest. What an extraordinary get for the podcast, for the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to our studio today, in studio, Major League ball player Alex Rodriguez. You know him as A-Rod. He played 22 seasons in the Major League Baseball for teams such as the Seattle Mariners, the Texas Rangers, and maybe you've heard of this team before, Carolina, the New York Yankees.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And when I asked him, he was so excited to be on our podcast. It was beautiful. It was kind of a beautiful thing. He was laughing out of disbelief, you know, just like a young child. And I think he was in some sort of dream state. And I told him, no, I'm not kidding. I want you. But he was just so ecstatic. I mean, wow. He wasn't calming down. No siree.
That sounds manic. I mean, you could have gone through a talent booker to book him.
Nope. I ran into him at a Gelson's, and we spoke in person. We speak.
Oh, okay. Because we speak. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, we speak, A-Rod and I, a few times a week.
Wow. I didn't know he had time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He has more time now that he's not in the big leagues right now. He's retired. He's more of a commentator. So we speak. Yeah, we speak a couple times a week. And he actually comes to me for advice sometimes, but...
He comes to you for advice?
Yes, but I won't give it.
Oh, yeah. So he's your friend, but you won't give him advice?
No, I'm too scared to. I'm too scared. I mean, it's A-Rod. What if my advice is wrong? Listen to me, Carolina. Even when your friends desperately need your guidance, when they're banging down your door at dawn, needing someone to talk to, don't give it to them. Don't give him advice. It's a setup.
I don't know about that. I mean,
Oh, it is.
What if they just want to get another opinion from someone who's close
to
them?
Nope. They're tricking you. They're trying to trick you. They are just setting you up for you to tell them things like, you know, like, yes, Roger, I think you should invest your savings in a button factory. Because you're right. Nobody makes cool buttons anymore. And yes, they're in so many pieces of clothing. And then flash forward to 3 years later, you know.
No, I don't.
Now you find Roger in a tunnel under the 405. And he just walks around with a cardboard sign that says, "Fuck you, Ron."
Oh my God.
You ruined my life. I mean, the button industry is fickle, Carolina. It is fickle. Sometimes it doesn't pay out, but if you strike while the iron is hot, you might buy yourself a farm.
That's
the allure of the button industry.
It doesn't seem that glamorous or dramatic.
It's not glamorous. It's hard work. The button game, they chew you up and spit you out.
Wow.
How many button startups have you heard in the last couple years?
Oh, zero.
Hundreds. Right?
No.
Hundreds. Okay. That's why when I watch CNNBC, I'm always looking for the new button factory stocks. Yeah. And there's always a new one every day. Anyway, are we all set up for A-Rod? He should be here soon. I can't believe it. Does my suit look okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you look great. I'm excited, too.
Thank you. Thank you. And do you look good?
Yeah, I think I look fine.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Do you want to go check? There's a bathroom down the hall and it has a mirror in it.
No, I'm fine, Ron.
Carolina, do you know who A-Rod is? Have you seen a picture of him? He's not your average sloppy Joe. This man's got class.
I know what he looks like. I still think I look fine.
And you've seen his girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez? You've watched The Wedding Planner?
Yes, she's very beautiful. I'm sure he's seen women who aren't as pretty as Jennifer Lopez. He won't freak out if I just look fine.
He might. He might, and then I'll freak out.
Okay, if it means so much, I'll just put my hair up one second.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just need to pull it back.
Oh my God, what is that on your forehead?
This? It's, ugh. Oh my God, this is my birthmark. It's just a small birth. I was ugh. Born with it. I like it. I think it's
gives me character. Oh, I'm getting sick to my stomach.
Okay, that's, you know.
No, I like it too.
I don't.
Can I just see you again with your hair over it?
Okay, Ron.
Should we have someone in the crew? Can anyone run down to Save on Drugs and pick up some rouge for Carolina's cheeks?
I don't.
Maybe a hairbrush?
You know what? You're being incredibly insulting.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? What is it?
Oh my God.
Ron?
Okay, to our listeners out there. I do not want to alarm you, but there is a bee in the studio today, and I'm not trying to cry wolf. If you are listening with your children, please take your remote and turn the machine I'm speaking from off now.
Ron, it's just a bee.
Find the machine where my voice is coming from.
Ron.
And turn it off. Tell the crew to go home. They should be with their families.
Ron, just open that window. It's right behind
you. We have to move really very slowly.
Oh my God, it's on your arm. It's on your arm. Don't move. It's on your arm.
Carolina! Carolina Barlow, you get this fucking thing off me this instant! I'm not kidding,
okay.
Carolina!
Ron, breathe. I need you to breathe.
Oh God. Carolina.
It's not moving.
Are you packing?
Packing what?
I mean, do you have a pistol on you? Take out your revolver.
No, a gun? I don't have a gun. You, yeah. Ryan, you hate guns.
I hate bees.
Look, just take this magazine. Here you go. Here, take this.
I am no mood to read the Vogue profile on Amy Adams. I'm saving it for later.
Hit the bee with it. Hit the bee with it.
Carolina, if I don't make it.
You're being incredibly dramatic.
Will you?
What?
Tell A-Rod, what's up from me?
What's up?
Yes, just say Ron couldn't make it, but wanted to say what's up. It's how athletes talk to each other.
You know what? You're going to be okay. Oh, my God. Wait. Sorry, Ron. Oh, my God. It's on the back of your head. Just don't move. Just don't turn.
You know what? This year sucked dick. A-Rod is late. My producer isn't packing. And a bee is nursing on my scalp. I'll tell you, if I wasn't getting my podcast check today.
Oh, Ron, we're not. We don't get paid today.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean we're not getting paid?
Just one second.
Yes.
We get paid every 2 weeks on Fridays.
Right.
So this Friday, we're not getting paid. But next Friday, we are.
We need to cut to commercial. I need to talk to my producers. Can we get the suits in here? Let's go to commercial. All right. We're back. Ron Burgundy Podcast. And I'm having a hard time over here. I just heard my actual salary. And some of my outgoing checks might bounce. So I've got to call my landlord and the guy I bought those puffer fish from for my aquarium. Is the bee still on me?
Yeah, sorry, it's still just, it's, I think,
crawling. Boing, boing, boing. That's the sound of my checks bouncing. Maybe they'll offer us more once we get this A-Rod interview in the bag, right?
Maybe.
Where is he?
You know what? I think he must be running late. I just texted his publicist to see if they have an ETA.
Okay, well, in that case, let's run over my questions for him.
Okay.
Let's run over those.
Let me pull them up.
Grab those.
The first one just says, "Hey, Rod, I need help with rent. Any way you could throw me a bone?"
That was an off-air question.
Are you having that many money problems?
It's the other pile of note cards.
Okay.
Those questions. Yes, okay. That's for on-air.
Okay, so you have off-air questions and on-air questions.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. This is the on-air
on-air
file.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, and I'm not ignoring you. I'm not having money. I'm not having abnormal money problems. I mean, everyone has money problems.
Sure, yes and no. People, you know, a lot of people make sure they put some away in their savings for, you know, a rainy day.
I'm average.
Okay.
I carry eight to 10 credit cards. I rotate them constantly.
Oh, Ron, that's so terrible for
you. I'd say
credit.
I'm right in the middle there.
Oh, no, we can.
Well, how many do you have?
I have one credit card. I pay the bills. It's like a debit card.
How do you do it?
You know, I just remember the date every month.
But that's no fun. You don't get to rotate them and show them off.
Oh, I don't think if I need to show off my Capital
MasterCard,
One.
Visa, American Express, regular, platinum.
Regular?
Diners Club.
Oh, yeah.
American Airlines.
Wow.
Purple Platinum.
I'm not familiar.
Southwest Airlines.
You should.
Visa. Rose colored.
Okay.
So those are just some of them. Okay, so what? My next question, my next on-air question. Okay. Don't read the off-air questions.
Off-air questions are private, I
just
understand.
Just for A-Rod and I.
On-the-air questions.
Yes.
Hey, A-Rod, what's it like to play baseball in front of a bunch of people? Really? That was your question?
I thought that'd be a good place to start.
You don't have to start every question with saying A-Rod. Okay, well, this one's all right, I guess. I just think in the future, I think we should go with more hard-hitting questions.
Oh, you mean like this? Now, for our listeners, I did not hit Carolina, okay? I tried to swat the bee.
Did you get it?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, while we still have time, let's go on to the next on-air question.
Okay.
Hey, A-Rod, when the bat hits the ball and it goes crack, you must really love that.
I cannot wait to hear his answer to that one.
I bet he'll just say yes.
Oh, I don't know. That could be an interesting answer. I mean, we could dive deep into that one. We actually should leave 10 minutes for that question so we don't go over. Yes. I mean, what is that like? You know, the crack of the bat.
Yeah.
The ball goes flying.
Okay, I'll mark it as an important one.
Must really love it.
Oh my God.
Please keep going. Fucking shit. Fuck. Oh, sorry, the bee just flew right by my face.
Look, the door is open. It'll fly out on its own soon.
No, not this guy. No. No. I've imprinted on him. He knows only one of us is leaving the room.
I don't think bees are that intelligent or...
Next on our question.
Okay. Hey, A-Rod, does J-Lo have a sister or a mom I could meet?
You know what? That can be moved to the off-air questions.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
Put that in the off-air stack.
I don't think you should say sister or mom. You know, it makes you sound... It seems inappropriate. Okay. Next on-air question is... Hey, A-Rod, do you get tired from running so fast during games?
And that is where we get in. That's where we get the scoop.
These just sound like very generic questions.
Do you see the pattern I've done? I've done some just easy, what are called softball questions. Mm-hmm. Then get him in a great mood, and then I hit him where it counts.
Of course he probably gets tired from running so fast during baseball games. Athletes are probably always tired after a game.
Well... See, that would be fascinating to hear out of his mouth, not so much out of yours, but from A-Rod, my man.
All right, I guess we can explore that and see if there's a...
Look, I'm going to be honest. I wrote these last night right as I was falling asleep, and I was in what I call the in-between world.
The in-between world?
Yes, when you're in between being awake and falling asleep, and all the dream thoughts start coming in. You know? You know what? I don't need to explain myself to you. It's called the in-between world, okay? And it comforts me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's... Oh, my God. Look, I think A-Rod's pulling up from our parking spot.
Are you serious?
I'm going to text...
Oh, I'm so...
Are you okay? Oh, my God. I think he's coming. Someone's getting out of the car. Are you all right?
I swallowed it. I swallowed that thing, the bee.
Oh, no, you didn't. It's right there on the chair, right next to you.
Oh, well, then I swallowed another bee.
Maybe you just swallowed your own spit or something. Oh, wait, look outside.
Wait, is that A-Rod right there?
I don't think so. I honestly think
In the captain's hat?
I think that might be our PA.
Oh, shit, in a corn dog. It's Leonard.
For our listeners, that is not A-Rod. It's actually our very sweet PA, Leonard, who is bringing us lunch.
I hate Leonard.
Ron, he's going to listen to this later today. You shouldn't...
Well, I don't like him. I hate his grubby, sweaty little fingers, and his glasses are always fogged up. What is with that, you know?
I think he just breathes heavy and fast.
A-Rod is not coming, is he?
Well, okay, to be honest, his publicist just texted
me
and said he wasn't booked. So I don't know if there was a misunderstanding but he doesn't even know about our podcast.
Well, that's certainly not true. I mean, I actually met up with him. As I was saying, I met him at a Gilson's and we purchased a few items together. And then we drove on a tandem bicycle down to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Where we ordered smoothies by the lake, and we were sitting there, and we were sitting with all the presidents of the United States. Some were deceased, some were living. We're having a wonderful conversation.
Run.
And then the smoothies turn to cherry wine, and it turns into a bacchanal celebration with the presidents and just telling wonderful stories and letting the wine feed our expression. And next thing you know, people were taking their clothes off. And it got wild.
I think that they're...
And there were paparazzi and Alexander the Great. Oh. Oh, I see now. I was in the in-between place.
So you booked A-Rod in your head right before falling asleep?
Yes. Yes, you have to understand, the in-between place can feel very real.
I do. I can, sometimes you can be in sort of a fugue state.
You know what, though? Maybe he will still show up. Is there a chance of that?
I don't think so.
Let's give him 5 more minutes.
Luckily, we have recorded this week a cooking segment with John and Vinny, successful restaurateurs. Please stick with us while we learn how to make a tomato sauce.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
We have with us now two fabulous chefs, John and Vinny. John and Vinny, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Ron.
You know what? I just know you guys as John and Vinny. John, what's your last name?
Shook.
Shook. And Vinny?
Dotolo.
Dotolo. So you're not brothers.
No. We are.
Because I kept referring to you guys as the Dotolo brothers.
The Dotolo.
But Vinny, you probably have a brother. Do you have siblings?
That's actually John that you're talking to.
Oh, no. Because see, look, you've done this to me before. And because I have a doppelganger as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my neighbor Ted looks very similar to me.
It's troubling.
I'm having an issue with my neighbor.
What's
Ted.
Going on?
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to waste your time. He's being a jerk.
What'd he do?
He's called the police on me like 18 times.
About what?
Parties, things like that.
You spell in his lawn with fire.
Shit face?
Yeah. That was intense. That would scare anybody.
I had to send a message. It was a shot across the bow.
All right.
I want to do that to my neighbor sometimes.
I wouldn't recommend it.
When they call about my music.
What sort of music is it?
Believe it or not, it'll be like Miles Davis. They'll call me.
Oh, and they get hyped up over Miles Davis.
Yes, yes.
It's Saturdays. It's only Saturdays. In his neighborhood.
Yeah.
That seems a little.
They say someone's too hip next door. Yeah,
a little testy.
Someone's
a little testy.
Too much.
I understand getting irate over Charlie Parker, but not Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Guys, let me start by asking, where in Italy are you from?
We're actually not from Italy.
Oh.
I'm actually from Rome. John doesn't know this.
I'm not even Italian.
What's your ethnic makeup? What's your background?
I mean, I am a mutt, basically, kind of.
Right.
But I guess many, many ancestors ago, Russian. I've been talking about doing that kind of DNA test. You ever done that?
Oh, where you swab the inside of your butt cheeks?
Yep.
I think it's mouth where you...
Do you know what? It's your mouth. I've done the DNA test a handful of times, and I've swabbed the inside of my butt cheeks.
And then
I get no readout.
It's bad.
It just comes back... Fecal matter.
Yeah.
But so you guys grew up here in the state. You're American.
Yeah, we're both from Florida.
Okay. Carolina.
Wild
she
times.
Loves Florida.
I love Florida. The state of high cuisine.
She goes to Disney World
least once a month.
Once a month.
I mean, it is the happiest place on earth.
It's the happiest
place
on earth. It gets me like a little bit of relief. I go alone. I don't want anyone bringing me down.
What's your favorite ride?
It's a small world, probably, because I think it's true.
It is, yep.
It is a small world.
You ever been, Ron?
I refuse to go on It's a Small World because I find those little people creepy.
Ron screamed at them the whole time we went through that ride.
I'm just a teacup guy.
Teacups are good.
Again and again and again.
Teacups are good.
You don't
because
get dizzy?
I don't get dizzy, no, because I know how to spot like a ballerina. You just pick a... Point on the wall.
I get on one of those with my kids. I'm like, quit spinning it. I'm holding on for dear life.
Yeah, if you have to build up the stamina.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
The fish and chips at the Epcot Center.
Worth having?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
They're good.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Good.
Vin's trying to get a free ride down there.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Wasn't it the food critic who just passed away?
Jonathan Gold.
Jonathan Gold said that some amusement park had the best corn dogs. Was it Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland?
It wasn't Disney. I've never had a corn dog.
Oh,
at
someone
Disney.
Was saying he praised the corn dogs there. But I'll eat.
Let's go.
As far as I'm concerned, bad corn dog is an oxymoron. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
What about when the dough's really soft?
Nope. I'll still eat it.
And the hot dog's been cooked way too long.
I'll double up.
All right.
So, guys, you met in Florida somehow. You both were with chefs. Oh, in culinary school.
Yeah.
And culinary school is?
A school where you study food.
Okay, good. That's what I thought
it
was.
What did you think
it was? No, I'm too afraid to admit.
I thought it was shoe cobblers. I thought, if you want to be a cobbler, I thought you went to culinary school. But now I know it's cooking school.
Are you making fun of our height?
So you mean, no, not at all. Why? You think I'm referring to you as like the Keebler elves or something?
Little cobbler.
No, not at all. You're not little cobblers. Even though that'd be a
Keeblers.
That'd be a neat nickname for your next restaurant. Ooh, the little cobbler.
The little cobbler's bakery.
The little cobbler's bakery. And you serve nothing but cobbler.
But you have to hire real elves to run it.
That would go over really
and
well.
And only open on Christmas.
Oh, I love it. One day a year.
But you have to pay for the property year round. But it's worth it. We don't know how. Christmas miracle.
I mean, people would flock to it.
It's pretty much like honey baked ham, right?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
You go there once a year. Yeah.
I used to think that honey baked ham was the honey bank. I thought it was a bank. But it's honey baked ham.
Yeah.
I was always misreading that. Anyway, delightful little antidotes here. So you guys teamed up, and how many restaurants do you have now?
So we chef at four places, and then we partner with a handful of other chefs here in LA, and together we have 9 restaurants.
And what type of food?
Everything from Italian, Middle Eastern, French.
Wild game?
Not really. It's hard to get wild game actually out here on the West Coast.
Have you ever cooked a camel?
No.
No.
I'd like to.
It'd be a challenge, right?
For big sure. Time.
It's a big animal.
Which hump would you take? Front hump, back hump?
Front hump. It's probably more tender meat.
Yeah.
Right?
The back muscle works a little more.
Exactly. That's what I think. Yeah. That'd be a good challenge, huh?
It would be a good challenge.
The policy, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Is that what you guys live by?
Only in Florida.
Only in Florida. It's strict health code violation.
I don't recall ever seeing that sign.
Have you guys ever gotten a B or a C in your restaurants?
No.
Be honest.
We take it very seriously.
No. You'd take it down, though, if you wouldn't put up a fake one.
Or you put up a plant in front of the D.
Yes.
I mean, anything below a B is really dangerous to eat at. I would just let you know.
What is the lowest grade that they let you still operate?
C.
So you're not going to see a restaurant with a D rating.
No. You're close.
You're close.
Yeah.
You're going to see a man in orange in prison because he'll be arrested.
He 100%. So you're going to take us through one of your recipes today. I understand.
Yeah, we figured.
What were you thinking?
That we would talk about just making a basic red sauce.
Wait, hold on. I'm jumping around here because I'm excited to talk to Chef. What's a ragu?
Usually consists of a slow cooked meat, but it tends
typically,
to be,
I mean, now it's usually used, and basically, it's like a
could be a mixture of things. It could be like a mixture of ingredients, like mushroom and asparagus ragu. People would say we worked at a restaurant in Florida where they used to call these, you know, ragu, or they'd call it a hash, but it wasn't really.
So it's false advertising.
A little bit.
Okay. So now Pomodoro sauce is a red sauce.
It's red sauce.
And you guys probably make a lot of it.
A lot of it.
Be honest with me. Are there nights where you guys just pour a bunch of cans of Chef Boyardee into the vat and say, let it ride?
There's days where I'd like to.
But you don't.
But I don't.
See, you're a better man than I would, because I would get lazy. I go, they can't tell the difference.
They can't tell the difference.
So a Pomodoro.
Yep.
Describe to me, take us through the process.
It's a basic red sauce. Basically, the way that we make ours is we take a cold pan with cold olive oil, sliced garlic, and crushed chili. We bring it up and then... A cold pan, yeah, because we're trying to use the... So basically, we take the pan out of
the refrigerator.
The refrigerator.
Well, maybe not the refrigerator, but it's room temperature.
Okay, got it.
Out of your cabinet or wherever you're storing it. We put it on the stove.
I store my pans in the boot of my car, my trunk.
They might be hot if it's hot out there.
I need to not store them there.
Yeah.
I just never know if I need to cook on the road or if I'm at a house and they don't have a saucepan.
Why would you need to cook on the road?
I don't know. Just got to be prepared.
What's your favorite pot?
I like a skillet.
Uh-huh.
I have iron skillets.
Yeah.
That's why I get terrible gas mileage, because they weigh down the trunk of my car. And I like a, what's the big soup pot like for gumbo?
Stock pot.
Stock pot. Stock pot.
Gumbo
you,
pot.
Yeah. What are you making in the stock pot?
Broths. And,
Bone broth is really taking off in San Diego.
Yeah, bone broth. I'll find old bones over by the train tracks.
Little vermin bones.
Yeah, vermin bones, and yeah. I'll boil that down.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a pretty hearty broth.
Yeah.
A little sweet.
A little bit sweet at times. Yep. Yep. No. So back to Pomodoro.
A little garlic.
Is Pomodoro a region in Italy? Is that where it comes from? I'm going to check on my BlackBerry here.
Pomodoro means tomato.
Tomato. Okay.
Tomato.
Okay, so garlic.
I told you we weren't from Italy. So
garlic. You know. Do you use a rabbit's foot at any point?
For good luck.
Only in my pocket.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Which is very common, you know, a lot of chefs. A
lot of
Do you carry rabbit foot in your pocket?
I don't, but is that, that's not a myth. That's a true thing.
Not a myth. True thing.
And that's just so you have a lucky night with your cooking every night.
Yeah, I mean, cooking's super opinionated, so, you right. know, depending on a person's opinion, they might like or hate your stuff no matter what you're doing. So the rabbit foot is a trick.
Excellent.
I love rabbit. Have you ever eaten rabbit?
I have eaten a whole rabbit. Yes.
It's delicious, right?
Delicious. Right down to the eyeballs.
Oh.
I never had any rabbit intestines.
I like the sweet meats. I like the rabbit brain, the liver, the kidney, and old the gallbladder. Yeah, I go old school.
Go old school, man.
So then the oil kind of comes up from the cold pan, which kind of infuses the garlic.
Can we cook it right now here in our kitchen?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah. So let me start with slicing some garlic here.
Please.
Hold on.
John's got a bag of garlic over here.
We brought some garlic.
I mean, Ron, you bought enough garlic
for an army.
So we're just going to slice it up.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you. Slicing up the garlic.
What you're hearing right now
is the slicing of garlic.
Slicing of the garlic.
Thank you.
And you're slicing the garlic wafer thin, I've noticed.
Yeah, it should be relatively thin. Not too thin, because you don't want it to burn or kind of...
But you want it to be translucent in the pan.
Once it starts
opaque.
Yes. As you start to cook... Do you cook a lot of Italian, Ron?
I just like saying that word opaque.
Yeah.
I use it probably 10 times a day.
Frequently.
It's a great explanation of understanding how to cook. Yeah. That's why I asked.
Okay.
So then, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of canned tomatoes do you use?
I use usually use Anderson's.
Anderson's? I've never seen.
Never seen Anderson's.
Really?
Is that a local San Diego brand?
That's a local San Diego brand.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Anderson's.
Local San Diego.
Why?
Brand.
What do you guys use?
We use Chris Bianco's tomatoes. Bianco di Napoli.
Still? Still? After the scandal?
Yeah.
You still are going to go with them.
The tape.
Interesting.
I think you got Chris and Mario Batali mixed up.
Oh,
Chris is the nice guy in Arizona.
Yeah. Yes. I did, actually. I got those
Clear
two
that
mixed
up. We'll clear that one up.
Yeah, so Chris is a sweet guy in Arizona. He's growing these up in Northern California. They're delicious, very neutral taste. I think a lot of canned tomatoes get kind of...
So he grows them. He has his own canning operation.
He partnered with a farmer up there.
And then boom.
Rob di Napoli.
You guys ship him down to Southern California.
Yeah, so then he ships them down to us. We get we go through about a pallet of tomatoes a month at each John and Vinny. So
wow.
It's a lot.
Any of those stolen?
I hope not.
Okay.
That's an instant termination at our facility.
If you steal stuff.
Oh, big time.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I believe it.
Yep. Definitely.
We did have one guy came the son of a gun one time. We've never caught him.
Uh-huh.
It was a customer, or pretending to be a customer. He never even sat down to eat.
Right.
And he literally stole our toothpick holder off the hostess stand. I got a video of it. I posted it on my Instagram
and
to my 4,000 followers.
Ran out the door. That was it. You know what it sounds like.
He took the toothpicks too, though.
My neighbor, Ted.
It might have been him.
He's got a toothpick holder collection that will make your head spin. It's pretty amazing.
I have
to hand it to him.
We have a reward out, actually, for it.
How much?
100 chicken sandwiches.
Turn Ted in.
Be turning Ted in.
I'll have to send you a picture of the holder.
100 chicken sandwiches to be redeemed at any time?
Anytime you want.
It's not like one of those restaurants in the middle of Texas where you have to eat them all in one sitting.
No, it's that son of a gun. No,
and you can just, so you just have a coupon book.
You basically, it's like a credit card that you'll get.
And you get 100 chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, the value of 100 chicken sandwiches.
You know what? I'm just going to start bringing people in off the street until we find this toothpick bandit.
I'll show you a picture of him, Ron, so you can take a look. Maybe it's your neighbor.
Do you have an artist's caricature drawing of him?
No, we actually have a video.
Oh, you have the video. So yeah, you really do know what he looks like.
Security cameras.
Boom. I love it.
We haven't got him now.
Don't go to Son of a Gun.
If you're the guy.
Try to steal. Yeah, if you're that guy.
No, go to Son of a Gun.
Go.
Go.
Don't steal anything. I'm going to be waiting for you in the bushes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw you in a burlap sack.
You're going to wait with a burlap sack to throw over them?
Mm-hmm.
We need more people like you, Ron, in our lives.
I'm very vigilant.
So let me get back to the tomato sauce.
Let's get back
to
the tomato sauce.
I don't want it to burn, but basically, I added the tomatoes to the garlic already, and now
it's looking beautiful.
We're basically going to let this.
Smells wonderful.
Thank you. We're going to let this kind of come up to heat, and then we're going to turn it down and cook it for only like 20 or 30 minutes because we're not making like a Sunday gravy. We're just making a quick pomodoro sauce.
Right.
And then after it's turned down, then we're going to season it, and I think that's one of the.
And eventually, what are you going to do with this pomodoro sauce?
I mean, it's in our eyes, it's kind of the mother sauce of John and Vinny's restaurant. You know, we use it for braising the meatballs. We use it in making our different kinds of tomato sauces that we use at the restaurant.
But you would never pour it in a glass straight from the pan and just drink it like a milkshake.
I mean, there's days that I want to do that because it's that delicious. But, my biggest thing is that they always hate is I always like to come and dip the bread in it because I'm
don't
like that,
do that. Yeah, that's not sanitary. That'll get you a D.
It would get you a D for sure.
Yes. But, yeah.
So sometimes I just put a little bit in a cup and I walk around with a chunk of bread. It's similar to
drinking it.
Of course.
So that's it. It's a very basic tomato sauce. Anybody can make it at their house. You can start with good ingredients and. Then you got a good base to being able to do a lot of other cool.
And how long will that sauce keep? A year?
Well, if you jar it, you could make it and then rejar it.
But if I just keep it on the kitchen counter?
Oh, no. You need to cool it down, keep it out in temperature danger zone, keep it in your refrigerator.
So don't keep it in the backyard?
Unless you got a fridge back there.
Okay.
Or if you live somewhere where it's very cold. And
like Montana.
Montana. You can keep it outside in Montana.
And it's the winter.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes when
this is confusing. This is why a lot of people aren't cooks.
What's crazy about it is it's not really that hard, but it's very intimidating for so many people.
So it looks like it's sizzling rather nicely. Can we try some of the pomodoro sauce?
Yeah, let me just turn it down, and I'm going to season it with. I like to use kosher salt, and I kind of balance it. We actually all should taste it, and make sure it tastes correct.
I would love to.
Just be careful, Ron. It's really hot.
Nope.
Just I'm take it slowly. Right.
Ow! It is hot. Oh, my gosh.
I told you.
I thought you were joking.
You okay? Oh. Vin, get him a glass of water. Help him out.
Oh, my God. It's scalding hot. I thought you meant medium hot. Oh. It is delicious, though.
Are you okay?
I hate when that happens when you burn your tongue, because then it's like you can't taste anything for like a week.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, let's let that cool down.
For sure. I think it needs just a little bit more salt.
A little more salt, maybe some cinnamon?
No cinnamon.
Oh. Cardamom?
No cardamom.
Nutmeg?
No nutmeg.
Turmeric? No, never mind.
Salt. You're going Middle Eastern flavor profiles on us.
I feel like you named like every spice you know, Ron.
Yeah, that's it. The four spices. That's all I have in my spice rack. Do you ever do this? I've noticed in restaurants, one of the things is to offer truffles, and they'll shave truffles over a dish, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You pay extra, and this
and
a truffle is a exotic root
fungus.
Mm. like a mushroom,
same family.
Yep, same family.
Discovered by pigs,
yes. Typically, they use dogs as well.
Now they do dogs
because the pigs were eating them.
Those pigs.
Well, those pigs aren't living anymore.
Wow.
Somebody ate that pig.
Those pigs are now on your Western bacon cheeseburger.
That's right.
Aren't they? Yes.
They are.
Do you guys ever shave your leg hairs and just braise it over someone's dish?
Ron, no. Come on now.
Okay.
Gross.
There's gourmet. Never know what's...
It's so funny. Hair is such a sensitive thing when it comes to hair, but there's so many worse things I think that could be found in food.
Hair is really nothing.
What are the worst stories in terms of what you guys have heard found in food?
Well, random things kind of happen at the restaurant where you can't kind of prevent it.
Right.
Where the dishwasher washes a pan with a steel wool and a piece of the steel wool gets caught in the rivet of the pan. And then when they go to make the sauce or something, it falls into the sauce. And it's happened to us. And it's a honest mistake.
Oh,
but
of course.
People think you're trying to kill them.
But then you get random ones. Like we had somebody emailed the restaurant a picture of a 4-inch rusty nail in the – you're like,
okay.
There's not a rusty nail at all in this building. I know that's not from us, but it's all part of it.
Does anyone ever find a lost piece of jewelry in a dish?
No, typically not.
But if you were, is that finder's keepers?
If
someone said, gosh, my engagement ring, I found it. Nope, sorry, bub. This is ours now.
I mean, if you're dumb enough to let your engagement ring fall into the sauce, I think it's finder's keeper.
Exactly.
There we go.
Just so you know.
You know what? Carolina is a terrible cook.
I'm not great. I cook alone a little bit, but...
And I always say, cook with someone else. Make it more fun, right? Don't cook alone.
I agree.
Don't cook
alone. That's why I got Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Don't cook alone.
I mean, I can cook eggs and toast and...
Who can? Who can't? I mean,
all right, now you're ganging up on me a little bit.
I can cook cereal. I can cook Ritz crackers out of a box.
I mean, I'm doing my work full time.
I can cook an apple that I got out of the refrigerator.
Don't think it's like that necessarily. I mean, it takes a lot of time and effort.
Sorry.
Ron, are you getting a cold?
I might be coming down with something, yes. Yeah. Is Pomodoro sauce good for fighting the common cold?
The garlic is.
The garlic you get a lot of vitamin C from the tomatoes.
Just make some garlic water.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
I might make some garlic water. We have so much garlic left.
We've got a lot of garlic.
This is good for... is fine because there's been a lot of vampire sightings in this neighborhood as well, so we can...
use it to keep people
keep people away.
I put the garlic with the bones that you're finding by the tracks.
The small
garlic
bone broth. Bone broth. You're on to something.
All of our vampire sightings have been by Ron, though, when he says there's been a lot in our neighborhood.
I believe Ron.
I'm up at odd hours when a lot of people aren't out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
are we in the restaurant business and I.
Yeah. Sure.
Who is, I'm going to ask you this last question, and we'll let you guys go. We really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by.
Oh, it was nice to see you, Ron.
And who's the biggest celebrity you were most excited to serve at any of your
restaurants? The one that we're looking most forward to, and we hope it happens, is...
Let me guess, Kid Rock.
Totally. No.
No.
No. Yeah. I think Nobu Matsuhisa.
Oh!
He's our unicorn.
Yeah.
And you have served him or you're waiting to serve
him? We're waiting.
Yeah, we go eat at his restaurant once a week and ask him to come in, but he hasn't come.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's our guy.
Will you scream like small school children?
I might.
In the back of the house?
I mean, whenever we see him at his restaurant, we're like, man, that's like a unicorn sighting.
We get excited.
Don't scream at your employees.
No.
Don't get too tense if he does come by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. We ask him every time we see him, so it's only just a matter of time.
I guess the pressure's on Nobu to come by and pay homage to the great John and Vinny.
Yep.
Come by,
That's
Nobu.
What needs to happen. We need to get Nobu by, and we need to get the toothpick bandit.
Mm-hmm.
We got to catch.
We got to catch, and I need those 100 chicken sandwiches.
Hey,
I would get them all at one sitting.
That's what I would do.
But I think I would lay them all in my bed and roll around
in them like a decent
proposal. On that note, we'd like to say thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
John
much.
John and Vinny, thank
by.
You
Thanks,
for coming
guys,
by.
For having us.
All right.
Thank
all right.
you.
Thank
Bye,
you so much.
If you find yourself in the Los Angeles area, please check out some of John and Vinny's amazing restaurants: Animal, Son of a Gun, John and Vinny's Pizzeria, Trois Mecs,
Petite Trois, Trois Familia, and Kismet.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Ron Burgundy. You're listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast, and here are my final thoughts. This one, you know, we thought we were going to have A-Rod.
Yeah.
It didn't pan out. And yet, of course, we also had some extenuating circumstances we had to deal with. We had a live bee.
There was a live bee in the studio
in
today.
In the studio, and it created a little bit of havoc. And, and yet at the same time, a couple things happened just by talking about A-Rod and sharing his essence, relating stories about him. I felt like he was here. I felt like even though he wasn't here, I could feel him sitting in that chair across from me.
I felt very much that he wasn't here.
I think A-Rod would have been proud of today. And when he listens to this, he's going to have a big old fat smile on his face.
Will he listen to this, though?
And say, Ronnie, you did me right.
Yeah.
Also, in my final thoughts, I'd like to recognize that cooking is to life what breathing is to.
Do you have something?
No. Gosh. I should write it out ahead of time.
You have the first part down.
And I just think it's going to flow through me. And
it stops just
short. It never does. It's not like 1 out of 20. It just never does.
It happens.
Well, it does happen.
This time at least you stayed in the room instead of leaving mid-sentence.
Right, right. Nope. Learning every day. Learning every day. Well, I think today I overcame a massive fear of bees.
You definitely did.
I went from wanting to shut this place down and run out, take my pants off and pull the fire alarm, to just accepting the fact that that bee is one of God's beautiful creatures.
Absolutely.
And even though you did nothing but sit there helplessly while your boss was in the grips of terror.
I think I, you know,
I overcame that. I was the bigger person.
I don't think I was the smaller person, but.
So, I think in summation, even when you don't have A-Rod or you have a wild African bee staring at you on the tip of a microphone, and you want to maybe just go home and call it a day, it's worth persevering.
So this episode was about perseverance.
It's about perseverance.
Great. Okay.
And the feeling you get when you hear the crack of the bat, right? You wouldn't know, but you know who would?
A-Rod.
A-Rod. Thank you for listening. This is Ron Burgundy. Have a pleasant good night. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stump. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.